When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In this episode, we talk about happiness and where it comes from. But don't worry, you must be in your happy place because you are now listening to Tiny Leaps, Big Changes. Big Changes. Today's song is Droplets by Vixento, and I chose this song because I'm a big fan of pretty much anything that uses vocal glitches effectively. And for those not in the know, a vocal glitch is that cool thing you hear with the chopped up vocals. It's also a great feeling for a Monday morning, don't you think? Anyway, check out the song and let's get into the show. Welcome to another episode of Tiny Leaps, Big Changes, where I share simple, research-backed strategies you can use to get more out of your life. My name is Greg Clunas, and we all want to be happy. Call it the greatest ambition that we all share. And it makes sense. We've already mastered survival for the most part. As a species, we have created a world in which we don't need to go hunting. We don't need to worry about food, and we don't need to worry about survival. The very fact that I'm speaking to you on this podcast and you have the technology to listen to it, it's astounding when you really think about it. And it's a testament to how little we really need to worry about in life. So what do you get the species that has everything? Well, happiness. According to the Anxiety and Depression Association of America, 6.8% of all Americans over the age of 18 suffer from a major depressive disorder every year. 18% suffer from some kind of anxiety disorder. We have everything we need, but we're more stressed, more anxious, and more unhappy than ever. So what gives? Well, as you probably know, material wealth or success doesn't lead to happiness by itself. But for many of us, especially here in the United States, we've grown up in a system that is built around the pursuit of those things. Now, this isn't a knock against capitalism. Trust me, I want to be rich just as much as the next person. But the numbers don't lie, and these numbers tell us one thing for certain. This system has left more of us stressed, anxious, and depressed than at any other time in history. We are taught in school to have big goals for our lives, to pursue more than what our parents have. In other words, the American dream. We're told that if we work hard, we can build the perfect life with all the things we could ever want. We're told that we can have a big house and a fast car and a helicopter and servants and take epic beach vacations. So what do we do? Well, we go through school, we graduate, we go through more school, we graduate, we go through even more school, we graduate, then we get a job, we find a partner, we get married, we have a child, we finally pay off our student loans, we buy a house, we buy a car, we go further into debt. Basically, we go through the system, we start the pursuit, we make the money and buy all the things, and then one day we're on our deathbed and we're looking back and we realize something. None of it ever mattered. The pursuit was only important because we placed importance on it. The things we bought only had value because we gave it value. The jobs, the degrees, the debt, the fancy things, none of it was ever important. So what is important? Well, it turns out that it's the same thing that has always mattered. It's the one thing that we as a species have had to rely on since the dawn of humanity. Community, people, relationships. An article on pursuitofhappiness.org says this, quote, in 2002, two pioneers of positive psychology, Ed Diner and Martin Seligman, conducted a study at the University of Illinois on the 10% of students with the highest scores recorded on a survey of personal happiness. They found that the most salient characteristics shared by students who were very happy and showed the fewest signs of depression were their strong ties to friends and family and commitment to spending time with them. End quote. We are happiest when we are with people. There are a whole slew of articles on what happens in our brains, so I won't bother quoting one, but I'll simplify the idea. When we are with people, we experience ups and downs. Our brains release a certain chemical when we laugh and another when we cry. Our brains activate when we see someone we care about. In other words, we feel things. When we are with people, we are at our most fundamentally human state, and we experience all of the ups and downs involved with that. And if you think about it, it makes sense that we would be happiest when with the people we care about. Prior to the world we live in now, humans needed to be together to survive. We needed to form tribes and communities to keep each other alive. It makes sense that evolution would push us together by tying our levels of happiness to it. Okay, after the break, I'm going to give you three solid things you can do to start taking advantage of this. Stay tuned. Support for this episode comes from the podcast Today's Growth by Ken Courtwright. Today's Growth is a 3-day per week podcast hosted by entrepreneur and CEO Ken Courtwright. On the show, Ken shares phenomenal tips on how to build and grow a business that gets results. To listen, do a search for Today's Growth in your podcast app and let him know I sent you. Okay, thing number one, prioritize your family and friends over everything. As I said, the work you are doing right now, your job, your degrees, one day, none of it will matter. The things you are working so hard to bring into your life just aren't that important. What is important is the relationship you have with your parents, with your spouse, with your kids, with your aunts and uncles and cousins and neighbors. The only important thing in life is your relationships. Nothing else matters, so be willing to drop everything else if needed to maintain those relationships. Number two, focus on experiences, not things. Many of you may know that my birthday is coming up soon, and my girlfriend and partner recently asked me what I wanted. After some thought, I looked at her and said I wanted an experience. Now, I have no idea what she's going to do, but honestly, I'm beyond excited. Here's the thing. The new iPhone is going to be old in about 2 months. A new car will lose value as soon as you drive it. New shoes will eventually need to be replaced. The only thing that has a constant value for your investment is an experience. Between the buildup to the event, the actual event, and then the memories that were created, the value of a positive experience can never fade. So it's okay to work hard. It's okay to chase money. It's okay to be a capitalist, but do it for experiences, not things. You'll be happier for it. And then number three, combine one and two and then repeat for the rest of your life. So what's better than spending time with the people you love, and what's better than experiences? Well, it's having experiences with the people you love, obviously. There's nothing better than this. Creating memories that will outlast your existence is the truest form of being immortal. Going somewhere or doing something with someone who is important to you allows both of you to add just a tiny bit more happiness to your lives and allows you to do it together. Honestly, this one shouldn't even need explaining, so I'll leave it with this. If you aren't as happy as you'd like to be in your life, it's probably because you're focusing on the wrong things. We're all guilty of this. Use this episode as your reminder to reprioritize your focus, and let's all create happier lives moving forward. That's it for episode 55. Thank you so much for listening. And if you like the show, please remember to subscribe. And do me a favor, share this episode with one person that you think needs to hear it. Until the next episode, I've been Greg Clunas. And remember, all big changes come from the tiny leaps you take every day.